Greetings and welcome, everybody. Great American Golf is on. I'm Ray Adams, your caddy for the show. I am so glad you joined us today. What a very special day for Great American Golf Radio. 26 years on the air and going strong. I'm told that I am maybe, if not the, or certainly within a couple of the longest running radio shows, same time, same place, in the USA. Ain't that something?
Yep.
Craig, you turned a lifer last week, and we made a big deal out of that, and it still is a big deal. As we get details on this radio show here, this podcast, Great American Golf, I'll let everybody know. I mean, I'm taking it with a grain of salt. I mean, I've enjoyed a wonderful run and would hope to be able to do this 25 more years,
Yeah.
probably. Why not? We're having fun and we're doing a great time. Today's show has got Dr. Bob Denny, PGA of America's historian emeritus. Dr. Bob is with us, and Craig Renshaw, our wonderful PGA of America teaching professional. Now, guys, we have a ladies' professional golf association, the ladies' women's PGA championship going on. And we're going to get to leaderboards a little bit later in the show, folks, because there's a couple of other pressing things I want to talk about. But one of the things I do want to talk about is Hazeltine. And Hazeltine is a historic place. It's a wonderful golf venue. Listen, I have friends all up in the Minnesota area that live here in Phoenix during the winters, and they go back and forth a lot. And I've heard all about Hazeltine. I've not been there. So we will talk about Hazeltine and some of the history there, especially from one PGA Tour player many years ago who ended up finished second in that championship. And I'm sure Dr. Bob has some choice nuggets for us. But before we get to any of that, I think the biggest news beyond the ladies' PGA championship, the biggest news going on in the world of golf this past week is when Brian Rolapp came out. Tiger Woods emerged from his recovery treatment, introduced Brian Rolapp, and Brian Rolapp and who all and whoever's involved in this decision that has been a long time coming came out and made a big statement of the plan and schedules and things like that coming up for next year's PGA Tour. Staying in a general statement about it until we not getting very specific right now. Bob, let me start with you. Well, no, Craig, let me go with you because you have limited time. Craig, as a PGA, member, and certainly as a person that keeps your finger on all this, what do you make of what Brian Rolapp came out with?
Well, I guess I've been, we've all been very critical of the PGA Tour. It's still a plan. It's not like they're saying any dates. Nobody knows what tournaments are going to be their signature. Nobody, it's just a vision right now.
Yeah.
And who's to say it won't change? I said this, 3 months ago. Well, LIV isn't going to be here next year. Well, how do we know the PGA Tour is going to be here? They haven't released their schedule. We don't know how much they're playing for. This is all just saying stuff. So to me, it really didn't say anything. And why the hell do we got to have Tiger Woods come and introduce him to do this? What I it's just a joke. I it doesn't. What did it tell us? What did it tell us? That we're going to have some big events that are $20 million. Well, we already know that. And then other events got to be at least 4 million. Okay, great. Well, that's it. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, Bob.
I sort of agree with Roy McIlroy. This is a new version of a Korn Ferry Tour plan.
And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, the Rory statement. And go ahead and keep going. And then Craig and I will jump in with you, Bob. What did
No.
Rory actually say? What was the kind of the full body there?
Well, I just. He basically says it's another Korn Ferry Tour unveiled, basically. I don't have the actual quote in front of me.
Well, because of the
And
two-tier system, where you've got your top players playing in a top tier, and then you have a second tier so that there are players that can, make some money and try to
yeah.
win something and jump up.
I found it.
Go ahead.
They will be glorified Korn Ferry events. That's what he said. because of the non-elevated tournaments or risk they're losing their stature and star power, and obviously that many are in that grouping, and we are just hearing this from those that were privy to other discussions and not to the media, obviously. But it basically is they've done away with Monday qualifying and exemptions, and they just peep the Challenger Series of people who can qualify and earn their way to the Championship Series, move on up, so to speak. And they're all on the PGA Tour. They're not on the Korn Ferry Tour, but essentially that's what they're living through right now with the reduced schedule, excuse me, the reduced purses.
Well, Craig, it is really a two-tiered system, and
Well,
it
but it's been a two-tiered system. Everybody on the Korn Ferry Tour is already part of the PGA Tour.
Well, no, I know, but I'm talking about the PGA Tour, not Korn Ferry, the big tour. It is now being turned into a two-tier system. And yes, I think you are right. When they copied LIV to try to compete with LIV, they created these signature events and, paid everybody $20 million and no cuts and all that kind of jazz. The only thing is you still are required to wear pants. Long pants, I mean. Anyway, but the reality is now with Rolapp coming out and he is making this official, it is going to happen. You've got all these events, and Rory comes back and says, I look at it. And of course, Rory was involved in all of this stuff all along the way, hating LIV. But then he kind of backpedaled, right? And well, we got to do whatever we have to do, whatever rules, whatever we have to do to get Jon Rahm on the Ryder Cup, blah, blah, blah. And so he's been all over the board. And now, he comes back and says, well, it's like having a glorified Korn Ferry. Well, we already have a Korn Ferry. And it is true, though, because it is a secondary tier of PGA Tour players. And I'm wondering what those TV viewers are going to be like. I got to wonder what the sponsors feel, what the networks feel, what the fans feel like. I mean, you're going to have a bunch of names up there that a lot of people have never heard of in those events because the big events are going to be reserved for all the household name players.
But we have that already.
Well, then why is Rolapp trying to somehow or other turn it into an official PGA Tour policy?
Well, it's,
What's he doing?
well, he's trying to placate everybody and trying to think that he's doing something that's great. Like I said, we already have all those guys on the Korn Ferry are already PGA Tour members. They are. Okay.
Right.
Now the reality, but there's a tier system. Now they're going to have one tier, everybody's going to be PGA Tour, but it's all going to be PGA Tour. Now we're going to have different series inside the PGA Tour. It's all just smoke and mirrors as far as what they're doing. It's just different words.
But I
We
think
already
what
have that.
we do, but I think what Rory meant was with this announcement and with this plan going forward, that Rolapp has turned half of the PGA Tour into a known name. Nobody goes and watches. And I say nobody, those are over, I shouldn't say nobody, but few people go to a Korn Ferry Tour event. Few people have ever heard of any of those players. Okay. And so, therefore, Bob, we're going into a second tier of a PGA Tour. Yes, there'll be some named players there that the fans will know. But I got to believe that this is a not, I can't believe the networks and the fans and the sponsors are happy with this. Go ahead, Bob.
The Challenger Series that I mentioned earlier is at least 20 starts, according to Rolapp, with a minimum purse of 4 million, and the elite or PGA Championship Tour Series is roughly 15 starts around optimized around the majors. So that tells you right there that you're going to be dealing with two different elements, like you said, viewership and fan interest. And that is going to be a major struggle because who wants to be in the Challenger Series? Who wants to be in the Championship Series? There's going to be back and forth on that. I can just see all these local tournaments. They're going to revise the Florida Swing and the minor, more in the events and moving into the spring. The Cognizant Classic here in the Palm Beaches is the first stop in the Florida Swing. So that's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. So there's a lot of juggling around here, and it just boils down to a lot of uncertainty, a lot of major problems for people especially those rolling out the big money to try to sponsor these events.
Well,
Well, but see what they haven't said is how the sponsor dealing with, because they haven't really gotten the answer yet. So maybe we'll have the Waste Management Cognizant Classic. And that's the only way that they can afford to have a $20 million event. I mean, they didn't say it's going to be one sponsor. They just said there's going to be the prize money is going to be $20 million or more. If FedEx wants to pony up 30 million and have their own tournament, great. But it doesn't mean you won't have the Waste Management Cognizant Classic for 20.
That's true. That's the waste management one.
Yep.
Yeah, from the west side of the country over to here. Yeah,
Yep.
it's going to be quite a unique time.
All right, we'll revisit that as we dissect it a little bit more, and we will come back to this whole thing and what the reactions are as players do react to it, since
Just
it's just,
remember, Ray, they've created this problem.
Absolutely, they did. And I believe they created the problem the day that Greg Norman announced LIV, and that Jay Monahan, who thankfully is gone, made a catastrophic, terrible decision in not saying, hey, let them eat cake, let them play golf. Please, one thing I ask, Greg, I don't care if all the players go back and forth. You Europeans have been abandoning the European tour, the DP World Tour, for decades and coming over here, but they didn't ban you for life. So just please don't have a live event on the same weekend we have a PGA Tour event, or in the same city even. Otherwise, go play a lot of golf. It would have diffused everything. It would have poured water on what Greg Norman was starting as a fire. Monahan would have geniusly, brilliantly put water on it. None of this would have ever happened.
Well, and think about this,
But
you know,
no, we're going to fight.
2 months ago, they were all, you know, I would say they were, you know, strutting around saying, well, Liv ain't going to be here next year. Look, oh, Liv's not going to be here. Then why is it such a problem then? Why do we have to have this new infused system of all these events that are making at least some of the higher
Well,
ups and players unhappy? Why is this such a problem?
because the genie is out of the lamp already.
Yeah, well.
It's already, the horses are out of the stable. It's gone. It's done. Liv created it. Liv did it. Liv prompted it. The PGA Tour, reacted. They didn't respond. They reacted, and now all of it's underway. And so it's like anything else. Once the players start seeing and getting more money, they're never going to go back. So now they got to try to manage it and organize it and figure it out and box it in. And Bob, I don't know. I think it's a big pile of putty, is what I think so far.
Yeah, I think Monahan automatically knee-jerk reaction when he saw the money purses being pushed by Liv, and then he went out and sought and got Strategic Sports Group together and took 4 months to get that in place, and 1.5 billion came into the tour, and here we are.
And here we are, what? I mean, I don't know. I mean, we
Here
are
we
where,
are in a mess. How's that?
right. As I said, I called it a pile of putty. I probably should say it's really more of than like a pile of poop. So there you go, everybody. You get what my thoughts are too. Craig, let's put an end to this discussion because we want to get over and talk a little bit about the golf course called Hazeltine, taking center stage in the world this week with the women's PGA Golf Championship, another major. And we've got lots to talk about. Again, we'll deal with that leaderboard later in the show. But Craig, let me give you the final word.
It, like I said, I don't think we know, in my opinion, a whole lot more than what we
We
had.
don't.
It'll be interesting to see how this actually falls out. We're going to hear more and more, but the players don't know. They don't have any of the say that, you know, like I said, this is a mess. And it, you know, they could have had still have World Golf Championships. They can call them back World Golf Championships. They have four of them, but no, they're creating this system, and this is what they think they have to do. Okay. They think that these players are going to do a lot of crossover and all that. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I want to say thank you so very much for Legacy Golf Resort. I had some people listen to the show and they heard me talk about Legacy as they have for many years. Legacy Golf Resort, they're just north of Baseline on 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona, is one of the great championship golf courses, well, in the country, certainly in Phoenix. The Legacy has so much going for it. I want you to go to golflegacyresort.com, folks. From the food and beverage to the venues for meetings and weddings and parties to the championship golf to the world-class golf performance center. There's more and more and more every time I think about go to and experience Legacy Golf Resort. Go to golflegacyresort.com and make sure you check out their upcoming events. They have so many things happening constantly. We love the Legacy Golf Resort. And then I also want to mention to you the Golf News Net. The Golf News Net is such a wonderful, wonderful platform. And I'm going to be talking more and more about that. And more people that I send proposals to and talk to on the phone or email them, I'm putting the Golf News Net and my brand assets, my marketing kit, my media kit, talking all about the Golf News Net. Folks, these radio shows, Great American Golf and the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, go to the Golf News Net platform where they stay for a couple of days. From there, they go out to all the big audio platforms where you get your podcast and all that. Same thing with my Match Play with Ray Adams TV show. Boy, is there a couple new episodes of Match Play with Ray Adams coming. You are going to love, big love. So go to the golfnewsnet.com. And again, I want to thank the Legacy Golf Resort for being with me for so many years and such a great supporter for radio and for TV. All right, let's get to Hazeltine. What about Hazeltine? Now, let me tee this up. The ladies are playing at Hazeltine in their big major championship going on, the Women's PGA. I remember a long time ago reading. I mean, I was too young. I was just a child in swaddling clothes, a babes in arms. Yes, I was out of diapers by then, but barely. That a at the 1970 US Open, Bob, and I know you're going to have some history here for us and some nugget. And Craig, I don't know if you read about this or you remember it. A prominent PGA Tour player, Dave Hill.
Oh, I remember from the Champions Tour.
Okay, well, Dave Hill, and he had a brother named Mike Hill, I believe. They both played on the tour. They were playing they were playing the 1970 US Open Golf Championship, and they chose Hazeltine. And after reviewing the course and being there and seeing it, the media asked him what he thought about it. And Dave Hill made the infamous remark that Hazeltine National Golf Club lacked only 80 acres of corn and a few cows to be a good farm, end quote. By the way, he got a fine from the USGA about that little statement. Bob, what about it?
I remember it well. I attended that U.S. Open
You're
with my
kidding. You were 12 years old.
I was with my father. I lived 130 miles away from the golf course. He
Oh
drove me
my
up there.
gosh. Tell us all about it.
I followed many golfers that day. And Dave Hill obviously made a great statement. Dan Jenkins famously put in his wrap-up story, even the locker room has a dog leg. That was his comment. So they obviously had to work on the Robert Trent Jones original design and modify it, make it not so harsh and so forth. The wind played a lot of into that golf course. Tony
Sure.
Jacklin wins the tournament by 7 strokes, the first Englishman since 1930, I think it was, that wins it. And all that was quite a deal because that course was built for majors. It's a massive property. It's got some great holes. It's got a great lake there that challenges the place. I know Y.E. Yang and Rich Beam were pretty happy when their titles came at that golf course. And they made some big movements in that golf course, and both times they took down Tiger Woods. Tiger
And by the
Woods,
way, and but yes, they did. Great history lesson, Bob. But I
this
want.
is the third women's major this week on the property. The 1966 and the 19 yes, 1966, I believe it was. And the 1977 Women's Open were on that golf course.
Well, and what's interesting is that Dave Hill, after bad-mouthing the course, or at least, Comedy Club is basically a farm, cow pasture, whatever, got second place after Tony Jacklin.
That's right.
He got second place that year in the 70 US Open.
That's right.
So your experience there was a good one with your dad, and you experienced the course in its raw form the year that Dave Hill said that. But over the years, the course has changed. I don't know. Have you been back, Bob, and seen it or played it or anything?
I played it once, and I've been to every major they've had up to, until this one. I went to the Ryder Cup there and worked there. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And just to let you know, I was at the time I was 19 years old. Thank you.
Now,
When
Craig,
I walked that property.
have you been there and played it at all, Craig? Or and what's your comments about Hazeltine?
It fits the mentality of the late 60s, early 70s golf courses. It's just big and long and thick. I mean, it and Belrive and are all very similar in the way they were designed Robert Trent Jones golf courses. I've never been to Minnesota, so no, I've never been up that way.
Okay. Well, Mike, or excuse me, Dave Hill certainly made a name for himself there, and getting second place was also a pretty big deal. But anyway, I think that this is going to be a wonderful week for the ladies. But I will say this, and I wrote to you guys about it. To open up Thursday with a 63, I mean, it's just there's too many go low scores for a PGA championship. And again, I don't know if they set up the course that way. I don't know if the pin positions, I don't know what's going on over there, but I can say that for me, nobody has any business shooting a 63 at a major championship, men or women. Now, yes, there's going to be those unicorn rounds, those once in a lifetime, those miracle rounds. We know Johnny Miller had one. There have been others. This may have been one of those on Thursday. But Bob, it's to me scoring too easy. Where am I going wrong?
Well, I don't. Obviously, we don't know what the setup rules. I don't know if Kerry Hague's in still in charge of setup for that event, but it's not obviously USGA restrictive restrictions, golf course placements. We don't know where the hole placements are and those kind of things. But all I know is the woman. She had a bogey-free round and she made a lot of putts.
Well, like I said, we're going to get to the scoring and the leaderboard and all that a little bit later. We are getting to the point where Mr. Craig needs to be doing some travel today, and I know that you're going to have to leave us, Craig. So let me leave you with your comments about this ladies' PGA, or if you want to comment about what's going on out on tour or anything else, what's up? What are you working on, and what do you advise the folks to be working on this weekend as they watch some great golf on TV? And we're getting ready a week from now to have a 4th of July weekend. And I'll mention something about that when we come back from break. But Craig, I'll give you your final word.
Good event to watch. Hazeltine's a fun event to watch. Great golf course. It's always green as heck up there. It'll be a fun event to watch. It's a ladies' major. I agree. I think it's a little lower, but we don't know. I mean, those first 2 days, if they make the golf course too hard, then it gets to be, if they had some bad weather or whatever, it gets to be a challenge. So they may have set the golf course up a little easier than normal, to make sure they get the full field through. So I don't think that's uncommon, but you'd like to wish that somebody didn't shoot 63 and a couple 65s out there. I agree with that. It's not the traditional U.S. Open scores, right? And that's true. So, enjoy. We had golf last weekend. Enjoy the good golf this weekend. And if you don't want to watch ladies, you got the Travelers, which is a signature event for the men. So, there's a lot of it. We're in the heyday of golf right now. And it, what, 3 weeks till we got the Open. So this is the time to take advantage, play some golf, enjoy it, and look at it and watch as much as you can.
Well, you're right. We are in championship season, and that championship season continues on and on and on. Here we are at the end of June. for another great major from the ladies to give us some entertainment and some wonderful golf. Love watching the ladies. I swing better after I watch the ladies. I can get more out of the swing from them than I can from the men. That's just me. But anyway, Bob, we're getting ready to go out to break. Craig, have a wonderful time to travel. Be safe.
Thank you, Ray.
And we will be back with you very, very soon.
Safe
And
travels. Thank you.
yes, yep, there he is, Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional instructor, and a lifetime member of the PGA of America, Bob. Unbelievable. What a career. And it's still going strong. Bob, you and I are going to come back here in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking about the lead. We're going to go to the leaderboard, and we're going to actually check out what's happening in the cut line and all the things going on at Hazeltine for the Women's PGA Championship, a major golf tournament for the ladies, of course. And maybe we'll look back at some past winners. And in fact, we're going to be having on the show on Monday, Christy Kerr, a past winner of the Women's PGA Championship. There are many. I've had many of them on my TV show, Christy Kerr being one of them on my show. But we'll have Christy on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. And when we come back after these messages, please have a listen, folks. Bob and I will continue. Be back with you soon.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T-holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to those important messages. We can't do without our sponsors, you know, and they will help your golf and your life in many, many ways. Be better, have more fun out there. And I also want to go on to thank Tour Edge Golf. Tour Edge has just some of the most amazing new products, from the putter to the mini driver to obviously the clubs. We'll talk about that maybe at the very end of the show just a little bit. Don't forget Ashworth Golf Apparel. Ashworth Golf Apparel means if you're wearing Ashworth, you're wearing a part of golf history. Wonderful clothes, so playable, both on the course and then later after, so fashionable. Ashworth Golf Apparel. And I've got to thank one of our new sponsors, A&G Auto. They're right here in the North Phoenix area. A&G Auto is a wonderful place to get your car repaired. And Jason Williams and his wife are the owner operators. You can find them at A&G Auto LLC.com. A&G Auto LLC.com. Wonderful, wonderful new sponsor. And we thank them so very, very much for being a part of the show and continuing on with all that we do. All right. Dr. Bob Denny coming back after the break. Dr. Bob, we were able to talk a lot about Hazeltine, and I'm so glad that we did. But let's move on now and have a look at the leaderboard. The ladies completed everything, and the cut line was occurred Friday night. And you know, I look at this leaderboard and I look at these participants in this wonderful golf tournament at Hazeltine, and I look down the line at all of the players, all of them as good, if not better, than the next. They're all same on the men's tour. On any given one day, anyone can beat everybody else. They're just wonderful players, and I don't say that lightly. I'm not trying to, you know, mishmash it or anything. I'm just simply saying I so thoroughly enjoy watching the ladies play. Everybody knows that over the years about me. Now, what about this young lady from Korea who is just lighting it up, Bob? Miss Yoon. Tell us about her.
Ina Yoon from Korea opened with a 63, and she is 23 years old. She joined the LPGA Tour last year. So she has five career top tens. She's already earned 1.5 million already in that short period of time. And you know, she's from the same mold as many of those great players. They're just tremendous form. Their technique is and their execution is perfect. It looks like their short game, like they're playing on a pitch and putt sometimes, the way they are so good at way handling almost anything. And they're just without knowing the culture any more than I do, other than I have conversational Korean I've learned in the past when I interviewed Y. Yang, they are very cool, calm, and collected. How's that?
Well,
That's a
they are. You
yes.
know, you look at the leaderboard. Th thanks for the, you know, the update and the info on Miss Yoon. She is a what a great player and what a future she has out on the LPGA Tour. And it looks like it could be that she runs away with this golf tournament. We have a lot in the next 2 days on moving day, Saturday today, and then, you
Today,
know, I've got.
she, I was just to interrupt. I think she's becoming the Wyndham Clark of Hazeltine. How's that? For at least for the first 2 days.
Right. We still have a lot of golf to play, but still, you know, I've counted what 41 players under par for a big major golf tournament, though, Bob. That's just too many. I'm sorry. They've either made the course set up too easily, and they want that kind of a birdie fest out there. They want that many under par. So for the PGA, you know, of America to do this, I mean, I don't understand why. And I'm not saying that I want carnage out there, but I would like something along the line of, you know, okay, five or six or seven or eight under par. No, it's not a US Open, but still, Bob, it seems like it's just being played way too easy.
I looked at who's missed the cut, Charlie Hull, Minji Lee, Hannah Green, who'd won there at Hazeltine 7 years ago. She missed the cut of plus two. She was having a very good early part of the year. A lot of people who've played tremendous golf over the past year and a half are among those that couldn't make it at plus one. Nelly Korda is minus six right now, heading into the weekend.
Nelly Korda from the USA is world number one. She is, if she wins this, this gives her the Hall of Fame, correct?
Yes, she has definitely made it.
But I'll tell you what. Nelly Korda is the only one from the USA in quite a long list of players. And, you know, it was talked about by a couple of other Hall of Fame players that we'd like to see more American ladies on these leaderboards. Here comes Korea, 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 Korea in the first four spots. Then Nelly. You've got Brooke Henderson out of Canada, wonderful player, China, Australia, Thailand, Sweden. And then you've got the Netherlands and Japan and Thailand with Thitikul. Then we get to Yan from the USA, back to Japan, Allison Corpuz from the USA, along with Austin Kim and Andrea Lee, back to Korea again, and then Allison Lee from the USA. And then you've got Kang from the USA. And then you go quite a several, Angel Yin, USA. But it just there's a handful of USA American players, at least on this leaderboard. And then it's just being inundated. It's just loaded with players from all over the world and especially Korea. I think it's great. It is a global tour. A lot of people mix this up with an American golf tour. It is not. It is a global tour, and so you have a global leaderboard week in and week out. Nelly Korda seems to be the one of all of them that stands out. She happens to be an American player. And who knows what will happen this weekend. We've got a lot of golf today, Saturday going on. We've got a lot of golf tomorrow. So loads and loads to talk about. But yeah, below the cut line, there were some extremely prominent players. There are players there. They're, gone home now. But, again, a lot of those players are, I don't know, unknown players of the week. So many people don't know. There's Lottie Woad, though, the phenom from England, Yannick Tseng, and you mentioned, of course, a couple of big names that did not make the cut, and we're going to miss them on the weekend. But again, you look at it, Kup Cho is another one that misses the cut, and we can go on and spend a bunch of time on the cut and all of this. But I want to move forward. I'm going to give you the final word on this subject, though. What about so many, or so few, I should say, Americans week in and week out, and certainly in this golf tournament? Is it
Yeah,
that we're overwhelmed with their fabulous play? Is it that we're outnumbered? What do you make of it?
I think the word is outnumbered right now. It's just that there's too many talents from Korea at the top of the performance scale week from week to week, and they really come through in the majors. And boy, I don't know what this course setup is like at all, because I haven't had a chance to explore it. I attended five majors and one Ryder Cup at in Hazeltine in my lifetime. And I was 18 years old in 1970 when my father, when I went to the 1970 US Open that won by Tony Jacklin. And then I covered the Ryder Cup in 2016, and everybody knows what happened there. And
Oh, yeah.
Davis Love and team rallied and played very solid to it. But each time I went up there, I had no concept that Hazeltine was a pushover at any time. And so that's just, even when I was watching the PGA with Tiger, and also with Wei Yang, when Tiger was fighting Wei Yang, and when he was fighting against Rich Beam, it was not a pushover golf course. So something, I don't know what it's like, Ray, but we really maybe later can do a deep dive in what's happening here. I'm sure I'm not the only one looking at those scoreboards.
Right. And you talk about this as a major going through the leaderboard. We have to do what we do all the time, and that is, who do you think wins this golf tournament tomorrow?
Is Ina Yoon going to step outside the door and break her ankle?
Well, I was going to say, so somebody better, tie her up somewhere, or hold her down, or talk her out of it or something. But I think Yoon is going to run away with this. I mean, but look, hey,
Anything can happen.
Wyndham Clark did everything he could to lose the tournament, and there were others that did everything they could to win the tournament. So we had a heck of a golf tournament there. But and it happens a lot.
And there's not fescue at Hazeltine,
No, there's there,
and there's
yeah.
not the Long Island fans, and he's not going to be paired with a guy looking for the Grand Slam. But that she will not be most likely. But I just think that if she just plays her normal game as with at least a 6-stroke lead going into the weekend, my goodness gracious, that's going to take a lot of golf to catch them, but anything's possible with people shooting those rounds that we've seen today. Heyron Ryu on Friday shot us 8-under par round to get back in it.
Absolutely. Well, Nelly, look what Nelly did. She had a wonderful day today, or excuse me, on Friday. And
4-under,
hey, this is what it takes. So okay, moving forward, I've got one more to get into some other discussions, but I do think Yoon will hold on, hang out, hang in, and I think she's going to win this golf tournament, and I think it's great. But I'm secretly down deep behind the scenes, quietly, behind closed doors, I'm pulling for Nelly
I
because
wouldn't
I
say,
want
I couldn't imagine you doing
No, you could not.
that.
Could not. You could not. No one could have ever
Yeah,
imagined that.
right.
No, I'm pulling for Nelly, not just because she's an American player. I'm pulling for Nelly because I want to see her in the hall, and let's get that off of her back and out of her way. Like, Rory has some things off his back, and Wyndham now got his second U.S. Open, so that is off of his back, and so many other players. J.J. Spahn won his U.S. Open, and that's off of his back after nearly quitting the game. A lot of these players need to win and get
Sure.
things off of their back, Bob,
And
right?
Bud Cauley's victory a
Yeah.
week ago, that was terrific, you know.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and so needed and so rewarded. Big, big hats off to him, which we gave him. All right. Back to Brian Rolapp. Yeah. And he has two-tiered announcement this last week, which we spoke about earlier in the show. Now, I know that some players have reacted to this, and I don't know, I guess he has Tiger and some other players and some group of players and people that are involved with him in these decisions, but he really has two separate series on the PGA Tour planned. And there's a possibility the players can move between each tier. Rory called it just another version of
Glorified
it.
Corn Ferry Tour. Yeah.
Glorified Korn Ferry Tour, like we talked about earlier in the show. There's, there's some other players though that have made some comments, and they have their advice. Rich Beem came out and he highlighted a potential problem when he talked about this. And he said that Brian Rolapp could possibly make a disgraceful PGA Tour decision. Did you read that article?
I didn't read what Rich had to say, but I'm, ha you know, I always respect him because he is a guy that doesn't hesitate to speak his mind and whatever it may be. Yeah.
The article says Beam was speaking during Sky Sports broadcast of the Travelers Championship and made it very clear that Rolapp cannot afford not to include the Canadian Open in the championship series.
Okay.
It's going to be so clear cut and dry that you'll know exactly where you stand at any given moment, Beam explained. Quote, I think that the meritocracy of it, I like the fact that there will be no sponsor invites. There'll be no Monday qualifying for any championship series events. If you're in, you're in. And if you don't want to play, that's fine. They'll just take you out. Quote, although it remains to be seen, because again, in some markets, we know like Scottie Scheffler, he loves to play in Dallas. The CJ Cup, it's one of the outside looking in, or historically has been. How is that going to change? Is the tour going to take the Canadian Open and make it one of their top tier events? He goes on, I'm quoting,
Okay.
I'd be surprised if they didn't, because I think there are too many Canadians that are going to be inside the top 120, and for them to not have an opportunity to play for their national championship, I think that would be disgraceful. There's where he used the words. I
Okay.
really do. I think that'd be a very bad move for the tour. And I
Yeah,
agree with
I
it. I
agree.
agree
Oh
with
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The Canadian Open is it's the hallmark of their tour. Their golf dates way back to the last part of the 19th century, and then fighting for their national championship is just as important as anyone in this country trying to do the same thing. And Rich makes a real good point about the meritocracy issues.
He really does, and he is one to be able to talk about it. He's a major championship holder. And let's go on now and talk a little bit about the Travelers. Can you give us a little history of the Travelers, Bob?
At TPC Rivers Highlands, which is turned in this week into probably the easiest golf course in the world, maybe, for, at least for tour players. On Friday, just before we get into the history aspect,
Who?
Scottie Scheffler.
What does he do? Is he a tennis player?
Yeah,
Huh.
and number one ranked player who comes in and after a so-so putting effort, shoots 64-60. but he only takes a two-stroke lead over Victor Hovland, who went 65, 61. Akshay Bhatia is right behind him, 64, 62. Eric Cole, 63, 65. You get my point.
Okay, so
That
Scotty
they're
shoots a
interesting.
60 yesterday, so he
Right.
nearly hits
Right.
59. Hovland 61, Bhatia 62. Is this golf course playing way too easy, or are they that good?
Yeah. I've never seen these kinds of scores coming out of that
It's insane.
this really. So something is up.
If
And
something is up, and the
yeah.
TPC River Highlands there,
Yeah.
you're dealing with a signature event. And Scotty has been trending and playing good and this and that and competing and,
Yeah.
knocking on the door and doing this and that. Hovland hasn't really been around for much lately, has he?
No, but that kind of scores. You talk about shootouts. The Hazeltine would be nothing compared to this one. I mean, this is going to be incredible to see it. I hate to say it, but it this really flattens a lot when because this is a golf tournament that began in 1952, and what used to be the Greater Hartford Open at that time, and if it has a great community backing. And it would it's at the pi at the time it was in underneath the maybe the width of the golf course, the length of the golf course wasn't in the high 7,000s, but it's had some great players. Obviously Keegan Bradley, defending champion last year, finished 15 under last year.
Well,
Okay. And Scotty the year before was 22 under.
it's a
And before that,
historically easy golf course for the players. Now,
But I see those kind of scores back to back to back.
well, I'm looking at a T42 with Chris Goddard, one of your nice favorite players, who started out with a 71. But if you go from Chris Goddard shooting 71 and then 65 Friday, and you go up the leaderboard toward the top,
Yeah.
there is no other 70 anywhere. They're all in the 60s,
That's
and
right.
most of them are in the mid 60s as you continue to climb this leaderboard. And then, as we've just spoken about, when we get to the very top, you're looking at 60 and 61 and 62 for Scheffler, Hovland, and Bhatia. I mean, it is being set up to be a Wild West shootout. There's just no question about it. And
Scotty must be really upset not having a 59 up there on the board.
Well, that's true. Sepp Straka is in dead last place at five over. I don't know how you can shoot anything over par when the course is playing like this, but Lucas Glover, Cam Young. I'm shocked about Cam Young shooting three over par.
Yeah.
You've got a par 70 golf course, and here's some of the greatest players: Jake Knapp and Adam Scott, Minwoo Lee, Jordan Spieth, Gary Woodland, way in the world down at the bottom of the basement. Your buddy Ludwig Auber. Down there, Berger's down there. We could go on and on and on. Tony Finau's playing, and I'm glad to see his name
What a heck of a
around.
signature event, huh?
I was going to say, yeah. And here we go, and get ready because this is what it looks like in a two-tier system. This is what your leaderboards are going to look like unless somebody hauls off and wins one out of the blue, and then they go from the second tier, quote unquote, Rory's Korn Ferry level to the big leagues. They go from the minor leagues to the big leagues in golf. Well, all right, it is what it is. So, who wins this golf tournament, Bob?
Well, let's see. My favorite who would never would probably never win it'd be Eric Cole. I wish he could pull that off, but he deserves one. But Scotty's after a week, first 2 days at 16 under par. I just don't see that man collapsing
He's not going to give in.
on this golf course.
Yeah, I don't see that he's going to give in either. And I'm
No.
going with you. I'm going way out on a limb, though. This is a big risk to say that Scottie Scheffler will win the golf tournament. Big, big, large risk. I
And
don't
you've been
know.
putting all your money at FanDuel's,
Like you, yeah,
aren't
like you, though, I would love to see golf's hardest working player, Eric Cole, win the tournament. He needs
Yeah.
one, he deserves one. I mean, he is the Iron Man of the PGA Tour, isn't he?
Yes.
All
Yeah.
right. Now, along and about, around about here and there, there was a There was an article about Brandel Chamblee saying that part of the reason why you see a lot of fan misbehavior, you see Eamon Lynch saying that the fans' behavior at Bethpage at the Ryder Cup last fall was a stain on the game of golf. And we could go on and on down the line, and we're not going to do that. But Chamblee commented that Tiger Woods, being maybe the most profane golfer, so we're talking about potty mouth and throwing clubs and cussing. And well, I scored for Tiger Woods a number of years ago at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. I heard words that I'd never heard of before. I had to go, ask somebody, what does that mean? Just, and look, I like Tiger. I'm wishing him all the best, but a tremendous amount of filth pouring out like a river. And it went on for years and years, and the PGA Tour pretty much turned their head. And Chamblee says that this and other behavior, and of course, you would never hear that from Nicklaus or Palmer or others back in that era. That behavior gave way and permission for other people in golf, the fans in golf, to be, well, the stain on the game. What about it?
I don't know if there's a connection between the two, but at all. But I, Brandel is correct about his observations. He said that Palmer, Watson, Norman, Phil Mickelson, Jack Nicklaus never heard, saw them throw a club, yell an F-bomb, never a profane word on the golf course. If
Never.
they did, we would have heard them. We would
Oh,
have been reported them
you would
because
have known
some of
it.
the best reporters in the country used to follow each one of those guys step for step. But
Absolutely.
as far as the profanity thing, I had to go back to also what Keegan Bradley is saying. There's a new type of fan coming in, crossing over into golf. Well, that's another way of saying that. But I don't think all the fans in the world come into a golf tournament expecting to watch a Jets game or watching a soccer game, whatever it may be, or football, American football. But there's a different group of people that want to come in and have a good time. Don't see any guardrails put up against them. And that's one of the things I think it has to be established. Guardrails for conduct on a golf course, especially never saying any or yelling in a person's backswing. That is, to me, absolutely expulsion at that moment. So I do think that if it's true that more and more people would agree with Tiger's demeanor and his, and some things he said on a golf course, well, that's wonderful. But Brandel said he skated through, so Brandel takes ownership of that quote.
Bob, we're going to be closing the show here in just a few minutes, but I do want to thank Back Nine Golf. The Back Nine Golf is an indoor simulator place to play, practice, and enjoy. They have them around the country. But the Back Nine Golf, Mark Podell and his wonderful wife, they have opened, Peggy has opened up the Back Nine here in Anthem, Arizona, which is the North Phoenix area. They're in the Safeway Shopping Center. You become a member and you get your access 24/7. They keep it at a cool 72 degrees, and you can come in for a one-time free session. Mark will show you around. So you want to go to the Back Nine Golf / Anthem, and you're going to find out all about that here for the Back Nine Golf. Just a wonderful place. I was at the grand opening. They're part of my Anthem Only segment, and I appreciate them so much. And then, of course, I have to shout out Squares Golf Shoes, Squairz, continuing with me for many years. Bob Winskowitz has, well, he not only started as a disruptor in the golf shoe business, but he created a shoe, and now all of the various layers and levels and colors and styles and sizes, both with spikes and spikeless, men and women. And then, of course, he's got the baseball shoes. He's got the pickleball shoes. So many things going on at Squares Golf Shoes. They are going to be in my big America's 250th birthday golf gift guide that's coming out next week. And by the way, folks, if you would like to be on the my email list to get that gift guide and all the others coming throughout the year, I'm going to put you on my list if you'll just simply write to me, golfadams@msn.com, golfadams@msn.com. And so many of you have done that as I continue to announce that and how you get on my list. And we want to thank the Golf News Net. We want to thank all of the different big platforms, audio and video, for airing these radio podcast shows, my television show. But coming out, America's 250th birthday golf gift guide, Bob. And I'm so excited that there's some great companies that are going to be in that. So far, we have Ashworth, Squares, Tour Edge, Certafresh Cigar. Free Baller is going to be in it from the PGA Show. Free Baller, where you go in and they have the black light on the long extending pole where you go in, get your balls out of the bushes. And that's why they call it Free Baller, because you get free golf balls. Tina Toombs, nationally ranked and multiple awarded former LPGA Tour player. Her golf at Gainey Ranch, teaching at Gainey Ranch Golf Club in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tina will be in there. Desert Fox Golf will be in there again, with their phone holders and all of their other accessories. We love Desert Fox. And the Golf Puck will be in there. The Golf Puck, you can go there to thegolfpuck.com, find out more about them. And yes, there's going to be some others. So can't wait to get that out next week to all of you. And if you want to be in, make sure you go to golfadams@msn.com. All right, Mr. Bob, let's talk a little bit more now here of schedules coming up. Where are we headed? And let's start with the ladies because they're highlighting global golf
Okay.
this week.
Well,
Where are they headed to?
this is pretty interesting. People following the LPGA Tour that after the Women's PGA Championship is completed, the next event on the schedule is July 9th, the Evian Major in France, the Evian from 9 to 12, and then July 23, which is it looks like it's 9 days, 11 days later on their schedule, the Scottish Open, the Women's Scottish Open. And that concludes back to back the Women's Open Championship, the AIGA Women's Open Championship. So that's back to back to back big time events for the women. And that's going to be, I don't know, that's maybe part of their schedule from here on out.
Talk about being in championship season, folks, with the greatest golf events in the globe, all covered right here for you on Great American Golf and the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, all airing on the Golf News Net at their regular times on Saturday mornings and Monday evenings for a day or two, then over to all the big platforms. Bob, what
Yes.
about the gentlemen? Where are they headed?
The John Deere Classic, one of my favorite places, TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. A great bunch of people that run that tournament for years and years, and they will help with a chartered flight at the end of the championship and take them to the Genesis Scottish Open, which is the prelude event for everybody to warm up just to play the Open Championship the following week. So that's back to back for those folks. And the Scottish Open, as you know, is Chris Goddard won it last year, and they have a partner event going on at the same time as the Open Championship. So when the Open Championships at Royal Birkdale in July 16-19 is preceded by the ISCO Championship in Louisville, so that gives some that's where the players that were not making the major field get their chance at the ISCO Championship. So that's the lineup for the next 4 weeks for that group.
And what about the champs? Where are the general the men of a certain age going?
The men of the certain age, yes, and they are right now at the Dick's Open in Endicott, New York, and Dickie Pride's leading for the and hit over Tommy Gainey and Padraig Harrington and Darren Clark, so that is off to a good start there. And Michael Block's making a run. Look, we're happy to have him in there.
Yes, we love that.
He's tied for fifth going into the late Friday round, and once they move on after the Dick's Open, they go head over to the U.S. Senior Open, which will be played in Columbus, Ohio, at Scioto, which is Jack Nicklaus's old stomping grounds, and that's July 2 to 5, the U.S. Senior Open.
I tell you what, if it got any better, I don't know what they would do. They'd have to slow us down somehow because I think the golf fans are going to love all this. I think this is a big old deal. and I'm loving everything going on in the world of golf right now. I really am, and just really, really enjoying watching the ladies play, as I've already said numerous times. But just the whole thing. Now, let's find out what 2027 brings with this two-tier system. I'm nervous about that. I'm a little bit, well, we have to wait and see, like we've been saying for now several years. We have to wait and see, wait and see, wait and see. It's not really coming across very well so far, but like everything else, the PGA Tour, and for years and years, year in and year out, and year in and year out, they tweaked the FedEx Cup. Maybe they'll tweak this new system, Bob. What do you
Yes,
think?
and Craig said earlier on the broadcast that there's a possibility that there could be a merger of sponsors, possibly, who want to go for one purse. Who knows how they want to handle that? But it is a juggling match between the sponsors, I think, at this point, to see how they're going to handle those two tiers. And obviously, they're going to have a minimum of 15 major events or significant events, that we call them, not signature events, but significant events, and of the high purses. And the grand total will be done in the neighborhood of, I want to say, 25, maybe 35 events total for the two tiers. But it's a juggling match. It's a network, probably a nightmare for a lot of networks to figure out how they're going to do this. And it's I don't know how they're going to get in a room, back room talk about all this, Ray, because it's going to be probably the most consequential decision making to come out of this of golf in the last half century.
Absolutely. Well, we've got it all there. It's been a great show. I've so enjoyed Craig's comments earlier in the show. He had to run to go teach. And well, actually, he was traveling today, forgive me. Anyway, we will be back on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show to wrap up all the world's golf. And there's so much to wrap up on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, and especially this Women's PGA Championship. Bob, we have a very special guest on Monday, though, don't we?
Yes.
Tell us about her and where she won her PGA championship. Talking about Christy Kerr.
Christy
Was on my
Kerr.
television show a few years ago. Christy Kerr lives right here in the Valley, Phoenix area. Christy Kerr is such a wonderful, wonderful champion. And we're going to talk about voting for her because fans can now get involved in voting for Christy Kerr, for the Hall of Fame. She's up for the hall.
Yeah,
And
she won two majors, the Women's PGA in 2010, and she won the U.S. Women's Open in 2007. When
yes.
I got to watch her way back, she was in the Junior PGA Championship
Oh my.
at PGA National Golf Club.
Christy's been around, but hey, she's up for the Hall of Fame, and we
Yes.
definitely want to vote for her and put
Right.
our mark on that. So we want to do that, and we're going to have her on, and she'll talk about it along with her winery that has a wonderful foundation that proceeds benefit. And as I said, Christy was on my TV show a number of years ago, but we're going to have a great interview with Christy Kerr. Now, where did she win that 2010 PGA Championship?
The 2010, at that time, it was called the LPGA Championship. Now it's the Women's PGA Championship.
Right.
Yes, and she was winning that one at Locust Hill Country Club in Pittsford, New York, which is outside of Rochester,
Yep.
and is it's one of the courses nearest Oak Hill Country Club, where the men have had their majors for many, many years. But Pittsford's a very exceptionally, I would say, astute golf community, and I'm very proud to have been there many times. I love the Rochester area. I side trips to Niagara Falls from there. It's just a wonderful place, and she won it in 2010. So with those points, and plus 20 wins on the LPGA Tour, she's right there.
All right. Well, Christy will be joining. It's going to be a fun interview with Christy Kerr. We'll wrap up all the golf. Can't wait to see whose predictions are right from Craig and you and I and, well, all of you listeners. Thank you so much for joining today, Bob. I appreciate you
Thank
so
you.
very, very, very much.
Thank you.
And everybody, I also want you to go to NOX1.com for the world's first single rider golf cart. It is unbelievable what's going on. When you look at InnoX1.com, InnoINNOXONE, InnoX1.com. Go there, find out about the F1 single rider golf cart, find out about Mr. Young Kim, a master designer out of the Silicon Valley, a master designer of the InnoX1 F1 golf single rider golf cart. They have opened up their new retail center in San Juan Capistrano. I talked all about that. We sent them out in a big email send to all of you. So make sure you go to INNOXONE, InnoX1.com, and find out all about that unbelievably beautiful product. Don't forget Greenside Essentials for their towels and their hats. Don't forget Free Baller. I mentioned them too. And the golf puck. So much going on. We can't wait to come back with you on Monday, Golf, the Lifestyle Show. I'm Ray Adams. Have a great weekend. Please. And if you saw my face, folks, you'd know. Skin cancer is a very serious business, but it may be the most curable type of cancer ever out there. Please make sure you get to your dermatologist, get a checkup. It doesn't matter if you think you need to or not, go. I was shocked to find out what I found out when I went for a checkup. And I had to have some biopsies done. A couple of them came back, precancer, got to go in and get them cut out. And it is what it is. So make sure you wear that sunscreen everywhere, anywhere you're going. Even if you're just going for a short walk around your house, please wear your sunscreen. And don't forget, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Folks, if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. We're going to have some medical professionals on with us about the skin cancer and about the sunscreen. And we're going to have also some medical experts on with us about hydration and how the body reacts and doesn't react correctly when and the dangers you're in if you are dehydrated. And it's easy to get that way. It doesn't matter the time of the year. It doesn't matter if it's snowing or it's hot sunshine. It doesn't matter if you're at the beach. It doesn't matter if you're in the woods. It doesn't matter if you're in the shade. None of that matters. It doesn't matter your skin type. I have olive skin. I thought I was immune to skin cancer. And I was up until about 2 years ago when I got a little check, here and there. And then now I have several. So please listen to me and get out there. I love all of you. I want you to be healthy, happy, hydrate, 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 and get to your dermatologist and wear your sunscreen. All right, there it is. Have a wonderful weekend. I can't wait to get back with you on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Boy, is that going to be a big one. And I say boy, boy and girl, is that going to be a big one? And we're going to have a lot of fun together. So you enjoy. Take care and be safe. Back with you soon.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.